Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Chet. V'haya kasha yarem Moshe yado, v'gavah Yisrael. By Mochemes Amalek, the Pasuk says, when Moshe picked up his hand, Klai Yisrael was victorious. V'chi yadov shal Moshe oiseis mochama oiseibes mochama. Do the hands of Moshe make or break the war? Ela loy malach, this Pasuk is coming to tell you. Kol zman shehayu Yisrael mistaklin klapi mala. Kol zman that Klai Yisrael was looking up toward the Kodesh Baruch Hu, mishabdan ez libam la'avim shavishamayim hayu miskabrim. And they were mishabed their legs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they davened to Hashem for victory. Then they were victorious. They in love how you know so. If they didn't do so, they were not victorious. So when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu picking up his hands and davening to Hashem, so all of Klai Yisrael did the same. Kiyoti b'davar ato oimer. We find a similar thing. Asei l'chasara b'simosoi amei v'hoya kohanashuch v'ra oso v'choya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make a serpent and to put it on a paw, and anybody who's bitten by the snake to look up to the serpent, and he will live. Is this serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu put on a paw is what causes people to live or die? Ela bizman sheyisrael mistaklin klapi malo umeshabdin ed liban la'avim shebishamayim hayu mitzrapim. When Klai Yisrael looked up toward the serpent, they looked up also toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they davened to Hashem, and therefore they were cured. And if they didn't do so, the imlav hayu nemokim, they perished. Cheres shaita v'katan, ein moisien et harabim yidechovasa. Somebody who is deaf, mute, or a shaita, or a katan, cannot be moisi the rabim, the chayva of listening to the shofar, since they themselves are not mechuyev in shofar. Zaklal, kol she'eno mechuyev b'davar, Eino moitzi es harabim yidechovasa. Anybody who's not mechuyev in a certain mitzvah cannot be moitzi somebody else who is mechuyev. This is coming to include berachas hananim. As somebody who's mechuyev in a berachas hananim, somebody wants to eat and has to make a bracha, somebody else who's not eating cannot be moitzi him. Even though by berachas hamitzvahs, even somebody who's not right now doing the mitzvah can be moitzi somebody who's doing the mitzvah with a bracha. The reason is over there because we have a cloud kol yisrael ravens over there. So therefore, when one person is mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's ki'ilu, everybody is mechuyev in the mitzvah, since there are ravim, and that person who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, therefore I could be mighty him with a bracha. As opposed to berachas hananim, it's not shaykh that cloud, because the person himself who wants to eat is not mechuyev to eat, so therefore somebody else is not shaykh that he would be arev bedavar, so therefore he can't be mighty him unless he himself is eating. Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph. Yontes to Rosh Hashanah Secholios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, B'Migdash HaYitaykim, Avalo B'Medina. Only in the Beit HaMigdash was there a Tekiah Shofar. But outside of the Beit HaMigdash, there was no Tekiah Shofar. Medina refers to anything outside the Beit HaMigdash. The Rambam, on the other hand, learned that the Migdash referred to the whole Yerushalayim, and the Medina referred to outside of Jerusalem. Now the reason that outside of the Beit HaMikdash you weren't allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos, even though blowing the shofar is not ultimate to rice on Shabbos, the Rabbanan authored, because they were afraid that you might pick up the shofar and carry it outside Da'at Amos and Rishus Rabim, which is also Doraisa, but in the Migdash they weren't Geyser, as we have a klal ain't split the Migdash, that the Rabbanan were not Geyser, they're Isurim in the Beit HaMikdash. Mishachara Beit HaMikdash, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Sheyehu Taikin B'chol Mokon Sheyesh Bo Dezer. After the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was mitakin that they should blow the shofar any place where there is a Bezdin, because since Bezdin's reason hame, the token won't come to carry the shofar outside the Adamas and Rishus HaRabim, because Bezdin will be careful to make sure that the shofar will stay right there in the Bezdin. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ella B'Yavne Bovai. Rabbi Elazar said that they didn't blow the shofar except in Yavne, where the Bezdin HaGadol was, but any other Bezdin which was not the Bezdin HaGadol, you weren't allowed to blow the shofar over there. Amru Lo, Echad Yavne, Be'echad Kol Makon Sheyesh Bo Bezdin. They told Rabbi Elazar not only Yavne, but any place where there is a Beis Din. And the difference between the Amrulo and the Tana Kama is as follows. That according to the Tana Kama, even a Beis Din Akrai, a temporary Beis Din, even over there you could blow the shofar on Shabbos. And according to the Amrulo, only a permanent Beis Din can you blow the shofar over there, but by a temporary Beis Din, you can't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yot B'Shabbos.